I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Broadway's musical subjects have been as varied as Thomas Jefferson, Jesus Christ, and P.T. Barnum. And so why not a musical about Nigerian Afrobeat pioneer Fela Anikulapokuti? Well, for starters, Fela is nowhere near as well known as those other guys. But the reviews for Fela, the musical, have been enthusiastic, and shows are selling out. So apparently those in the know and those not want a 2.5-hour Afrobeat and history experience. The idea of the show is simple. The audience is transported back to an evening in the mid-70s at Fela's nightclub, The Shrine, in Lagos. It's uncanny how much this recreates the actual fever at the Shrine, and the large weight of that illusion is carried on the shoulders of Sa Ngauja. He's the actor you're hearing there who primarily takes on the role of Fela Kuti. Sa Ngauja joins us from the studios of the Argo Network in New York. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Now, you were born in the United States to an American mother and a Sierra Leonean dad. When did you first become aware of Fela?
I was around 6 or 7 years old, actually. My father was he was a DJ in Atlanta at the time, and he was playing house parties, club parties, but African parties all over the city, you know, for Nigerians, Ghanaians, Sierra Leoneans, Ethiopians, you know, you name it. And he made a particular point to really, you know, explain to me, like, this guy, you know, he's a very important composer, you know. At the time, we really just talked about the music. But there was one day, ITT was on, you know, International Thief Thief. And, you know, and then he explained to me how Fela kind of brought these two meanings together and layered the meanings. And I was probably 7 years old. And it really just blew me away. It had a really big impression on me.
ITT. International Thief Thief. International Rook.
What did you think of, you know, initially playing the title role in a Broadway, at the time an off-Broadway musical about Fela? I mean, he's not really Broadway material.
Yeah, I was really excited, man. You know, when they called me and said, hey, you know, Bill wants you to read some things for him.
At the time,
it wasn't possible. Yeah, Bill T. Jones, yeah. And I, of course, was really excited because Fela is such an icon. And, you know, I've been aware of his music all my life, but of course, there's so many details to his life that I, you know, had no clue about. So then I began to start doing a deeper research. And the more I looked, the more excited I became.
Were you just like watching every documentary made about Fela Kuti and just kind of consuming everything about him?
Yeah, yeah. I just ate as much of Fela Kuti as I could.
How do you do Fela? I mean, what is your main motivator? Like, before you hit the stage, where do you go? What do you do to be him?
Oh, well, quite practically, every night, you know, there's a quiet space that I have to find before jumping in front of a few thousand people to shake out whatever Fela had going on in his day in their face, you know?
Well, let's check out your and the band's interpretation of Fela's classic, Zombie.
Zombie no go go unless you tell him to go. Zombie no go stop unless you tell him to stop.
Stop.
Zombie no go turn unless you tell him to turn. Zombie no go think unless you tell him to think. Zombie, oh zombie.
Sa Ngauja singing the Fela classic, Zombie, in the Broadway show, Fela. Now, Sa, for you to play the role of a musical political activist isn't a huge stretch. I mean, you wrote a theater piece called Conversations with Ice, which deals with the global trade in diamonds and Sierra Leone's child soldiers and the connections to bling and the hip-hop world. That sounds like a lot to bite off.
Yeah, my family is from Sierra Leone, and I grew up in hip-hop culture in the States, so to speak. And, I mean, the genesis of that piece was born in 1999 when the rebels, RUF, stormed Freetown, the capital of Sierra Leone. And at the time, I was living in Atlanta. And I'll never forget this one particular night, which was preceded by, you know, a week or weeks of phone calls from our family who were on the run, fleeing to Guinea, to refugee camps, fleeing into Freetown. And I spoke to my father on the phone. He told me the latest. And I cut on the news. And so after I cut the television off, I cut on the radio. And it so happened that, like, two blocks from my house, there was this diamond party happening. And
What's a diamond party?
Well, I mean, I don't know if they still go on.
It's kind of like a Tupperware party.
Well, I don't know if it's really what it was. Kind of like a Tupperware party, though, in a sense. I mean, you know, people are partying, but I mean, what the guy said on the interview was like, you know, you got to be iced out to winter, and there's a free diamond giveaway at the end of the night. You know, and it was like, okay, so, you know, you just have to be iced out to get into the party, and at the end of the party, they're going to give away a free diamond. Granted, this is like late 90s, it's 99, the height of bling, you know, and of course, that was, you know, there were a lot of diamonds coming out of Sierra Leone at the time as well. And it really just, you know, sent my mind spinning, and I began to write a collection of short stories called Refracting, which eventually turned into this piece, Conversations with Ice, that I wrote and directed in Amsterdam, actually.
Mm. Saw Fela's youngest son, Sheyon Kuti, has come to see the show. Did he speak to you afterwards about what he saw in you playing his dad? That must have been kind of weird and wonderful.
A blast. Yeah, it was weird, man. It was weird and wonderful, man. All of those Kutis, they put such a huge smile on my face. The funniest thing, though, with Sheyon, like, it's like we would go out, you know, maybe to a club or something. Maybe he offers to buy me a drink or offer to buy him a drink. And he says, yeah, okay, thanks, Dad. That's really great. Made me laugh when he said that. But I guess at the end of the day, for me, it just made me feel good that he was happy with the work, you know. And the same with Yeni and Kunle, who came out for opening night.
The other siblings, yeah.
Yeah, it was really rich to spend time with all of those cats.
I mean, a lot of people who adore Fela have gone to see the show, but there are many more people who don't know Fela who've gone to see the Broadway musical. I mean, what for you is the best thing about seeing these American audiences at this critically acclaimed show who are encountering Fela for the first time?
The best thing about it, I feel like he represents courage and originality. And I feel it's important right now in America because America has just come out of a heavy period where fear was projected, you know, in such a heavy way. I think now is an important time for people to have any sort of image or figure to associate with that idea, especially if it's one, you know, who's projecting that idea over fresh beats.
Saha Ngauja is cast in the role of Fela in the relatively new Broadway musical of the same name. Really good to speak with you, Saha. Thanks a lot.
Hey, cheers, man. My pleasure.
Music there from the current Broadway hit Fela. And you can find out more about the continuing legacy of Fela Kuti on a new TV series that I'm hosting on PBS, Soundtracks, Music Without Borders. The first episode airs tonight. Check your local listings. There's more information as well as audio and video from Soundtracks at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for listening.